Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are now, we've had three wonderful guests. And of course, we're at the highlight of the show, which is the Christina Lu Show. And I want to start the Christina Lu Show off with, I was on Facebook this morning or yesterday morning or whenever it was, one day this week, and saw a lot of very cool pictures. I think somebody had a party.
Yes, I had. I was very lucky. It was beautiful weather, so we were able to all be outside, which was perfect. So I had, like, it was probably about like 15 of my friends over for my birthday, because as we know, I mean, my birthday was the beginning of April, but you know, we go through that whole month. And my whole theme was a good vibes only theme, and we did crafts. We made our own little essential oil rollers. I had everyone make sachets with dried flowers. We also had little jewelry making stations. And then the guys, of course, were able to smash geode rocks that had beautiful crystals inside. So that was fun. And it was just nice. You know, it was a nice, beautiful, sunny day. So it was really made me happy. And it was just a fun day.
Where'd you get the geode rocks?
Amazon.
Really?
And that's what they're called? They're so absolutely beautiful. I can't even tell you how stunning they were inside. My brother did one for me, and it was a beautiful white crystal inside. And I just, because I was trying to think of something kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for the guys to be able to do, you know, they didn't want to make bracelets with us. So they were having a great time, you know, with a hammer, smashing open rocks. And then they were able to, you know, give it to bring it home. So I'm all about the party favors, everyone knows. So it was a really fun afternoon.
Do you have a video of Geo Rocks on Facebook by any chance?
I don't think I have a video. I don't know if we took a video. Someone might have. I could check.
I'm going to have
but
to look.
But it's really easy. You know, I bought safety goggles for everyone. And then all you need is a hammer, and you literally just put the rock down. And my brother was the ultimate. We were very impressed with my brother's skills. He said it's because he plays a lot of Minecraft video games that he was able to master the technique. But it was really cool because some had like blue color, some had white, and it was relatively inexpensive on Amazon. I bought a pack. I think they sent me like 15 rocks, and it was just
I think when I saw it, I thought it was great. And of course, you have no idea what color it is until you break it.
Yeah, right.
And the beauty of some of these rocks, you see
them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'm like, you know, I'm so easily impressed. And I was like, oh my God, it was so exciting. So
they're real rocks?
Yeah, real rocks. Yeah,
I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was laughing because a bunch of my friends, since, you know, our little gathering, bought their own because they wanted to do, because it's fun to do with kids even also, you know, so you could really kind of do any age is impressed by it. So,
but you need goggles.
Yes, I had a whole pack of, I actually had safety goggles from a previous, party I had many years ago where the boys were shooting Nerf guns. So I had bought safety goggles for all of them.
In your warehouse.
It's in my warehouse.
At the end of the day, I think no matter what we're talking about on the show, when it comes to Christina, no matter how weird, and I don't mean weird in a bad way, she comes up with a theme, it's safety driven also.
Yes.
Whether there's going to be wash your hand stuff and
it's so true
and everything else. So I could see.
I actually had, you'll appreciate, for my bathroom, I had, I bought napkins that said, make sure to wash your hands. And then it said, no, seriously, like wash your hands. So, you know, it was just these little subtle reminders for everyone. You know, luckily we're in a time where people are getting tested and vaccinated. So you feel, it was just nice to kind of see everyone. And like I said, the fact that I had rented a tent and we had beautiful weather and we're able to be outside, it was just, it was fun. And I have to give a shout out to Ivorone Catering, who I got all the food from, that did a phenomenal job. So
that was Ivorone?
Yeah. Like Success?
I did not that one. It's the one in Wantagh.
Oh, okay. Okay,
but whoever it was great. I was going to ask you who did the food because it was just.
Did you see the pineapple with the chicken teriyaki? That was the showstopper. I was very impressed with it. But yes, it was really. And I have to encourage people to these little crafts I did were so easy. You know, the little sachets I think are dear to my heart because my grandma was the queen of little sachets in her drawers. So I remember as a little girl always seeing her little lavender sachet that she would stick in her clothes. So it was fun. I bought all these little dried flowers and lavender and everyone smelled so good because everyone was doused in like all kinds of essential oils and smells. So it was really, really nice. So
you're definitely a party meister, master.
Yeah, it just, you know, it just makes, you know, my friends are so appreciative of all the little details, which makes it all worth the while. So it was fun. That's all I really want, you know, and I'm glad that we were in a time and a place that we were able to kind of gather safely, which made my birthday wish come true. So
now you were looking for a story, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I told you about the fact that we do Zoom calls with my grandsons in Pennsylvania, like every other week. Mm-hmm. And I asked them 3 questions ahead of time. And they have to answer them, and then we answer them. So this past Saturday, one of the questions was of Otto and Karen, both their names. If you could go anywhere, where would you like to go? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this is a just turned 13-year-old and a 6-year-old. Okay. And where do you think they would like to go? I'll give you 1 or 2 guesses.
Is it like, are we talking a destination, like a
place? Yeah, destination.
Where would they like to go?
I mean, the first one I would come to that age, my opinion would say Disney World.
All
or
right.
Disneyland,
okay.
Know. I like that.
I thought something like that myself, right? They would like to go to Utah.
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 Cool.
Yeah.
Did they back up the reasoning why?
Now, why do you think they would want to go to Utah?
Well, I would have went to Disney, so I have no idea why they want to go.
Well, this is Otto and Karen gave me this question. I have to give them a little credit, all right? They wanted to go to Utah because there's a thing there called the Four Corners Monument. It's the only state you can go to where you can be in 4 states.
Yes,
at the same
I saw
time.
This on TV.
And they told me this, all right?
Yeah.
Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Colorado. If you put your hands out and your feet out, you can be in 4 states at the same time.
Yeah.
And there's a monument there, and it happens to be by a Navajo Indian reservation. All right. And I thought this was very unique that they came up with this thing.
Well, clearly your grandchildren are trying to get like more bang for their buck, so they could say, "Listen, I went to."
I asked them, "How did you come up with this thing?" You know, and Otto must have heard about it somewhere, and he talked about it with his younger brother, and that's what they both answered the same thing that they would like to go to Utah.
So I like it. I'm with them on that one.
I should have really asked you which states you can go to at the same time. Yeah. Do you know?
No.
Wow, I had no idea even about this monument or any connection like that.
Yeah, I saw it now. I saw this on.
It's the only place in the country you can be in 4 states at the same time.
Very cool.
And it would. You want to guess on what the states are? I think I already told you, but you probably didn't retain it.
You said Arizona.
You said. I know you said Arizona.
You said Arizona. Right. You said Colorado.
Go ahead.
Arizona, Colorado. Well, Utah, because you're in Utah, so that's got to be the third one, right?
Right.
Maybe New
Jersey. New Mexico?
Yeah, New Jersey. New Mexico. So you
see, Otto, I listened.
Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Colorado. Mm-hmm. And the last I looked, it cost $3 to visit that site.
Wow. Well, look at this. This seems like a pretty inexpensive trip for the Los family.
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot near there. It's 60 miles northwest of Farmington. You know where Farmington is, right?
Totally.
No, I don't.
Absolutely.
No.
All I know about Utah is Salt Lake City. That's like where it ends for me. That's kind of the
way. Well, I was surprised, and you know, I thought it was kind of interesting. That was
a
very different answer for two boys.
I like it.
I think that's an amazing answer.
Very interesting, Otto. Thank you for that little
note. That's my story.
I like it. I like the tidbit.
Sticking to it.
But yeah, I want to touch upon, since we only have a half hour.
Yeah, you go, Christina.
I want to remind everyone that we have tons of virtual programming that's still going on. It's really, there's so many wonderful social groups that are currently meeting via Zoom. So if you are interested in anything, please call 869-6311 or just dial 311 because there's a whole list. Every month it changes. And I really want to encourage people to check it out. And one of the groups that's our newer group that's going really, really well, and we're actually doing a little feature on it in our email newsletter, is called In Your Own Words. And that is a journaling group where you can do poetry and short stories. And it's, you know, you get a kind of a little homework assignment, you work on it, and then you share it with the group and you discuss. And it's all really about positivity and kind of expressing yourself. And the little testimonials from two of the members were really just beautiful because they were explaining, you know, it's a low pressure kind of situation and it's great for them to kind of use their creativity. And one person actually is doing it with her mother, and her mother was an editor, in her career, and has since been suffering with some dementia. And it was just to do this together with them is really wonderful. So I encourage people to check that out if you are interested. Like I said, a lot of people, might think it's, a very intensive thing, but it's very flexible and a therapeutic kind of group also. So definitely check that out because I think it's a wonderful group. So that is, just call 311 for that information. Also, I want to remind people that next week, I can't believe we are in May already. I don't even know how that happened. But we are going to have on Barry Klitzberg, who is going to talk about Medicare 2021 updates during COVID. And then we're also having on John Wighouse, who is the president of Nassau County Detectives Association. He's going to come on just talking about keeping Nassau County safe. The following week on May 14th, we have on Larry Cardano, who is a doctor of audiology. He's going to come on, which is certainly a hot topic we've heard and many of our seniors talk about, is hearing issues and kind of navigating that during COVID and all these virtual programs and whatnot. So he will be on. And then we have Maddie, I'm not sure how to say his last name, John. Maybe you can help me. Arasich, maybe is his last
name? Yes, okay. That's it. You're right.
There we go. He is the president of the Nassau Suffolk Building and Construction Trade Council. And he's going to talk about the importance of unions in America, which I think will be great. And then May 21st, we have on Josephine, who is a trustee over at the Great Neck Library. And she's going to talk about having a life of purpose. And that is May, my friends.
Now we're going to take a break, but I see you didn't touch Josephine's last name. But that's besides the point.
Yes, I didn't want to get crowded. We only had a short amount of time.
Well, listen to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.